It's Yalla Home.
Yalla Home.
With Big Cass.
Yalla Home. Brought to you by Sharjah Media City, Shams.
95.
It's Yalla Home.
Yalla Home.
With Big Cass.
Text us anytime. 4215.
Pulse 95 Radio, ladies and gentlemen, a Big Hass right here, and we're listening in the background to Dana Salah's, of course, Ya Tal'een, which is, of course, a beautiful record. The original record recording, of course, to this is it's a popular Palestinian, record, and beautifully, of course, covered by Dana Salah. The reason why I'm talking about this is because in a powerful demonstration of art, culture, and philanthropy, the Kalimat Foundation, shout out to them, has launched a new initiative titled Stitching Hope for Gaza. The initiative introduces a merchandise collection inspired by the traditional Palestinian kufiya and tatriz, with all proceeds dedicated to supporting children in Gaza through the Emirates Red Crescent Tarahum for Gaza relief campaign, providing much needed aid to those impacted by the current war being waged against the Palestinian people. Now, the launch took place during the Sharjah Ramadan Majlis 2024, held at the Sharjah Research, Technology and Innovation Park, where Kalimat Foundation showcased the new merchandise line that features, of course, just amazing designs reflecting the Palestinian culture, identity, folklore, and heritage. The unique collection will be made available to the public through the foundation's official website, kalimatfoundation.ae, as well as various retail outlets across the UAE. Now, throughout the year, the foundation is also set to host a series of social events to illuminate Palestinian culture. Beautiful. It's a movement of positive change, and it's really, really, really important. Commenting on this initiative, of course, Kalimat Foundation founder Sheikh Badour Al-Qasimi said, "I created Kalimat Foundation to help vulnerable, disadvantaged children whose lives are thrown into chaos by conflicts such as this devastating war in Gaza, which is trampling on the future chances of a generation of innocent young Palestinians. Emiratis feel deeply, deep sympathy for their plight and are determined to support in any way they can, which is why I know they respond well to Stitching Hope for Gaza, because it's an important to do so and to do something concrete to get desperate needed help into Gaza Strip. The director of the Kalimat Foundation, Amnal Mazmi, said that Stitching Hope for Gaza seeks to make sustainable positive change and enhance unity and understanding between nations. Merchandise, of course, celebrating Palestinian heritage. The merchandise itself, the collection, features a diverse range of items such as, of course, sort of T-shirts, tote bags, fabrics, and leather, pouches, as well as, just incredible design and, the essence that captured the essence of and the beauty of Palestinian kufiya and tatriz craftsmanship. The range also includes stationery items such as notebooks, stickers, pen holders, pins, which is amazing, of course, all symbolizing the resilience and identity of the Palestinian people. And I think it's really amazing. These products aims to embody a deep sense of connection to the land and a proud history of a community striving for peace and justice. So again, Kalimat Foundation launching an initiative called Stitching Hope for Gaza. We're going to be right back, you guys. This is the full version of Dana Salah. Ya Tal'een, beautiful record. Shout out to Kalimat Foundation. We're going to be right back.
Yaman, Yaman, Hain Lil Hana Yaro. It's Yalla Home.
Yalla Home.
With Big Cass.